It's a historic day today for Eastern Michigan University, the end of an era, as it is Susan Martin's last day as Eastern president. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm honored and grateful to have the opportunity to talk to President Martin on this big day. Welcome to 89.1 WEMU.
It's always a pleasure to talk to WEMU. Hello.
Hello. I know this is a cliche starter question, but I want to know, how are you feeling right now?
Well, it's been very emotional since I announced March 31st. I mean, I'm very, you know, moved by the number of people that love Eastern that have come to tell me what they think about how great the university is doing and how proud they are of being part of Eastern's family, and it's just been very moving.
How has Eastern changed in the past 7 years during your term as president?
Well, I think Eastern has turned around enrollment decline. It's a very competitive market in the state for public education. We have a declining supply of high school graduates. And in fact, we're looking forward, as I leave here, we hope to have one of the largest, if not the largest, incoming class in quantity and quality this fall. And we've done that for the past few years through hundreds of things being done right, advising, making the grass greener by fertilizing it, planting flowers, making sure the schedule of courses is available, advising centers, you know, just showing students the way to be successful and engage with our faculty who really do want to be engaged with them in smaller classes, fixing up the residence halls, fixing up great academic spaces. So it's all just made it very attractive for students to come here and get a great education at an affordable price.
How have you, Susan Martin, changed during your time as president at EMU?
Well, I'm not the best person to talk about myself. Walter Kraft sitting here, he could probably tell you better, as could some of members of my team, how I've changed. But, you know, I had no idea what I was getting into. I didn't know how to be a president. I think I turned into one after a couple of years. But, you know, everything I do, I am surprised at, you know, the Sumar, that phenomenon, the students calling me Sumar, and you know, it's just been a lot of fun. The range of things you handle in a presidency and the fact that you're never really not the president has just been amazing.
When you look back at your time as president, what will you remember most?
I think I'll remember the most that we restored pride in Eastern. When I came, Eastern had fired the last two presidents, and there had been some reputational damage as a result of incidents that had occurred. And so I think we really turned that around. So people are very proud to wear the blocky. They're proud that Eastern is their school, and they're, you know, they're go green and excited about being part of this great campus community. And so that's the biggest thing that I'm proud of.
Have you shared, or do you want to talk about what you're going to be doing on your sabbatical?
Well, I hope a whole lot of nothing for the next few weeks in July and August, reading a book and playing with my new puppy, Teddy. I have a new golden retriever puppy, and I have four grandchildren that would like to see me a little more. But then, you know, I'll be retooling to rejoin the faculty. I'm an accounting and tax faculty member, and for our AACSB accreditation, I need to get the rust off and publish a couple articles and get ready to teach again. So I'll be doing that, and maybe teaching a little bit in Poland this year. I'm, you know, just going to be recharging the batteries and getting ready to do well in the classroom.
You're going to Poland?
I've had an affiliation with the Krakow University of Economics since the early 1990s. Been going there a very long time. I have a lot of friends and colleagues. I just visited for their 90th anniversary. So I've taught there before, and it's a lot of fun to teach in another country with multiple languages and without textbooks. So I think that would be a good way for me to get the rust off and back in the saddle teaching.
Well, Nostrovia. That's the only Polish I know.
Nostrovia? Jak się masz?
I knew you'd be good at that. Susan
how
Martin.
How are you? And good day.
Awesome. Susan Martin speaking Polish to us on her last day as president at Eastern Michigan University. And, you know, you've evolved into this position, as you just told us, and higher education seems to be evolving as well. How do you see higher education changing in the years to come?
Well, I think we have to be nimble. Financial issues are at the foremost because our students, you know, the universities have reached a point where we've had to increase tuition because declining state support. And as sorry as I am to say about the great state of Michigan, we're one of the worst in the nation over the past 10 years. And so you see the impact and the student loans people have to take out and the fact that we have to increase tuition in order to pay our operating costs. So it's been a very challenging time. Finances are always going to be on the forefront. It's also an exciting time. There's a lot of innovation and change in technology. The needs of the state for skilled workforce has never been higher. And Eastern students stay in Michigan and supply those businesses with the talent that they need. So It's just a very interesting time in higher education. I think we need to get more minority students in college and graduate them once they get here. And we work very hard to do that at Eastern with different initiatives. We have one for single parents of men of color. And I think that's an effort that needs more balance. We have more women graduating from college than men, and we need to get more men across the stage. So there are interesting things happening all the time, and I think universities are going to be facing constant challenges and change in the future. These are tough jobs.
There are more women graduating from Eastern or more women graduating?
Nationally. Yeah,
really?
We're 60% women. Yeah.
What do you think that's about, or how'd that happen?
It's happened over the past few years, and it's something I think is interesting to look at. There was actually a recent article in The Economist about it a few weeks ago about the number of women exceeding number of men getting degrees, and that's true in the United States and also in some other countries. They not only progress a degree faster, they're completing at a higher rate. So the gender gap. Yeah.
Well, you were known for riding your green and white bicycle around the Eastern campus, and I heard you went to pick it up over the weekend. Can you share that story with us?
Yeah, I went to pick it up, and actually it was moonlit night, and the lightning bugs were out, and I found myself just riding around and around campus and, you know, just getting a little emotional about how great it looked. Like, how did that happen? How did we make that happen together? And just, it was a great evening, and a nice day, Newman, as I rode my little green and white bike home and left the suckers here in the office to be given away.
And you started 7 years ago on this very day, right?
Right. You remember? July 7th, 7 years ago, yes.
And your inaugural theme was?
Celebrate the past and embrace the future.
That pretty much holds for you right now as well.
Absolutely. You know, I'm very proud of the past and this great historic institution and what we've done together the past 7 years. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter of my life and to look back and watch how Eastern's doing.
Susan Martin, outgoing Eastern Michigan University president. We won't say goodbye because you'll be back in the classroom in 1 year. But we will say good luck. Take care until we talk to you again. And we really appreciate you talking to us on 89.1 WEMU.
Okay. Thank you very much.